base camp going for
Tama? Not bad. I'm enjoying my time, getting better, working on things that I can get better on, in coverage, rushing, always.
You, maybe it's circumstances that I'm hearing it, but you sound like a little more vocal. Especially, even not when you're in, but when you're on the sidelines with the other guys. Have you tried to be more vocal?
Yeah, I mean, these are the grind days. At this time in camp, a lot of guys can shut it down. And I remember playing basketball. You know, there comes a time where you hear the crowd or you hear your coach screaming your name, and out of nowhere, you play better. We're out there, you know, getting our guys going by talking, screaming, and yelling out their name, telling them to make plays, you know, just to keep the energy up. It gets them going. And every day I hear from the guys that say, you know, you got me through practice just by doing it. And, you know, I look forward to doing it.
You were pretty vocal when the offensive lineman cut on D4 a week or so ago. Remember that one?
Yeah. you know, sometimes it's necessary, but then at times you don't need to do it. It's good when you can do it during the game against the other opponent, but not against our guys. You know, we don't need that. You know, we only got 44, 45 dressing for the games, and once you lose one guy, it can make a difference. We've seen that happen last year, losing Houston for about 6 games. So, yeah, we want to make sure we can keep our guys healthy throughout the season.
How are things now in the second year with Coach Reed and that staff here?
They've gotten a lot tighter on the little things. Last year they came in, they let a couple things slide with us. But now it's, you know, we have to focus on the little things. They've given us the breakdown on teams that have success their first year. Usually it's much tougher. We start to slip on doing the little things. And, but except for that, they're the same people, they're the same coaches. They still get on us if we're making mistakes. And they just doing what they do best as coaches, and we're just, you know, going along with it.
What do you mean by the little things?
Little things, being late to meetings, not weighing in, stuff like that.
You talk about just getting through it, or a lot of people talk about just getting through it. What can you still get out of these last 3 days? Is it conditioning? Is it still game plan? What do you hope to gain in the last couple of days up here?
Well, you know, when we start camp, Coach, basically, we go 4 plays, 5 plays. Now we're running 18 play drives. So from a conditioning standpoint, it helps. Mentally, you have to be able to know what's going on while we're on defense, knowing what the offense is coming out in, knowing how to adjust in it, and still play at a high speed level, top speed.
So when you got here, Jared Allen was here, obviously, so you know about good pass rushers. I think you led the league one of those years after you got here. What about the capabilities of this team with the pass rush and the guys they have? I mean, have you been around a team that you feel has as much going for it in that regard as this one?
No, not since I've been here. You know, this is a real good group we have. We have about 5-6 guys that can be in the game at the same time and can get after the quarterback. I've never been around that, not in college and not in the league, and that's pretty awesome to have a bunch of guys that, you know, you don't have to count on one guy. There's a couple other guys that can make plays too, and that's kind of good for our entire defense and team.
Coach.
Have
counter moves,
very important. Because once good tackles, once they steady you and start to get a beat on what you like to do, you have to be able to do something else. Once they get that too, you have to do it and be able to go back to something else. So counter moves are most sacks come on counter moves. We rarely get sacks by doing one move and just getting there.
Coach Sutton seems to, maybe it's just where the calendar is in camp, but last week, a lot more packages involving you linebackers, different combinations. I mean, I think there's one with 6 of you guys out there. I mean, is that's all different and new from last year?
Yeah, he's just using the pieces like his chess, putting all his best players out there, allowing them to do what they do best. I mean, we have about 5 guys, 6 guys that can rush the passer, so he puts us out there, and we call it a dog front, and just wants to see a bunch of dogs go after.
A lot of barking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tom, how did things change for you as a pass rusher? You're an outside linebacker, and they shift you inside in that front. Change things at all when you go up against a guard as opposed to a tackle?
A little bit, but the difference, there's not much difference. I don't use a lot of speed being in there, but I've been fortunate to play nose tackle, three technique, defensive end, now linebacker. So that's, since my Penn State days, I started in the nose tackle. So I've been able to, play all of those positions. And when we had Rack here, he put me sometimes head up over the nose, sometimes in the three technique, just because I love rushing. So he wants to do, and that's what Bob is doing right now. It's just, if you can rush, you can rush against any of these guys.